Folks, I have in my hand today a simple nut and bolt. Whenever I was studying engineering as a young man, working in that field for a number of years on lathes and milling machines, welding and fabricating, we often used taps and dies to thread things or re-thread things. And oftentimes a problem would arise if maybe somebody came in and they had stripped the threads. And what we mean by that was they had tightened the nut so tightly that it had stripped the threads off the bolt, or stripped the threads out of the inside of the nut so it couldn't tighten and it just slid up and down, stripping the threads. And sometimes you'd have to get the taps or the dies out and re-thread that piece of equipment, or build it up with weld and turn it down and re-thread it, stripping the threads. If something gets screwed up too tightly, often the threads get stripped. Might be something screwing on to a tap, might be a nut and bolt, might be a screw, and if you go too tightly with it, you can often strip the threads so that it doesn't hold at all. And I was just thinking about that recently, and really thinking that that reminds me of the problem of legalism in the Church of Jesus Christ. So often in the gospel narratives, especially in Matthew's gospel, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, during his days of earthly ministry, locked horns with the Pharisees. The Pharisees were very religious people, and sadly they had taken the word of God. They had made it of none effect because of their tradition. They had added to God's law. They had reinterpreted God's law. They had tried to clarify God's law over and over and over again, so much so that they had lots of extra volumes of man-made laws, rules and regulations added to the scriptures. And they didn't realize that God's law was a schoolmaster to bring them to Christ. And they were guilty of adding to the word of God, trying to tighten everything up so much so that they stripped the threads, if you like, and made it so that nothing really held together. And in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, there's a lengthy discourse there that we read off where the Lord rebuked the Pharisees again and again and again, and he used some of the strongest language in all of his earthly ministry in Matthew 23 to put the Pharisees in their place. He called them whited sepulchres, he called them hypocrites, he called them a generation of vipers, he said they were full of dead men's bones. And in Matthew 23, verse number 4, he says, "They bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." What they were doing was they were trying to tighten everything up and make things so tight and so rigid that they stripped the threads, if you like, and the whole thing fell apart in the sense of people coming to know the Lord. They bound men up, put heavy burdens upon their backs, so much so that the Lord says, "You're actually shutting up the kingdom of heaven against men. You haven't entered in yourselves, and because you put these heavy burdens on people's backs, you're forbidding or hindering others from entering into the fullness of God's blessing in a relationship with God, knowing sins forgiven, peace with God, and assurance of heaven." And there's a lot of that type of legalism in the world today. Now, dear friends, I believe with all my heart in evangelical obedience. I believe that whenever a person is saved by God's grace, they are saved onto a life of recognition of the Lordship of Christ, the authority of the Word of God in their lives. And if God's moral law commands us to do something or forbids us from doing something, we should, in order just to please the Lord with the best of our ability, with a right heart attitude, endeavor to obey the Lord. As the hymn writer said, trust in the Lord. But the problem comes whenever we try to tighten things up so much, and we add and add and add to the Word of God things that the Word of God does not advocate or forbid, and we make them rules of faith and practice for Christians, we can so easily strip the threads, and rather than the thing becoming watertight, it becomes loose and it falls apart. We're not to add to God's word, we're not to take away from it, and let's be careful that we don't become so loose on one hand that we make the grace of God of none effect, or so tight on the other that we strip the threads and the thing doesn't hold at all. May God bless you, friends, today, and may the Lord encourage you as you walk with him.